and welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. How is your week going? Anything to report on?
It's going good. Mm-hmm. Nothing too crazy. Just my mom's in town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So mom being in town is good.
We do lots of shopping. My kids get lots of grandma time. So it's been good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Not much. I mean, the weather is so nice. Yeah, not to be that person and talk about the weather. But
like, it's actually news to report when it's Utah and it's like nice weather and it's March.
I know. It's like 70 degrees. And
yeah, I think tomorrow's supposed to be like 72 or 75 or something.
I know. Catch me sunbathing, getting a tan.
No, but really.
Yeah. So that's it. We've just been hanging out outside. Rowan like doesn't have school this week randomly.
Oh.
So yeah, I don't really know why. Next week is spring break, so she also doesn't have school next week.
Oh.
But anyway, whatever.
Yeah. At least you have good weather to
Hanging out outside. Yeah, it's been good. So
nice.
Anyway, that's all. Nothing too crazy to report on, but yeah, I also feel like there's nothing too crazy to report on for pop culture.
Yeah.
But I have a few things on my list. So, okay. Well, first of all, did you watch the finale of The Bachelor?
Yes.
Okay. You did.
Yeah.
Okay. Did so, no, I actually didn't, but that's don't okay. you worry yeah. because I got
the gist.
Yeah. I got the gist on TikTok. I watched the clips.
Yeah.
This season was a doozy.
Yeah, it was a flop.
It was a doozy.
Yeah.
Okay, like I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I could not do it. I think I watched the first night.
Yeah.
And I think I watched Hometowns.
Yeah.
And then I did watch
Fantasy.
Kind of, yeah, Fantasy Suites. But did you watch Women Tell All or anything?
Couldn't, okay. Why would I? Honestly, I don't care about any of the women, so no.
I know, and I don't know
them. The
only
woman I cared about was Latia, honestly.
Same. Yeah.
The Utah gal.
Did you watch Fantasy Suites?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I watched Fantasy Suites and then we just, you know, today, cause I don't have like live TV. Okay. So I couldn't watch it on Monday.
Yeah.
But today I was like, I could either doom scroll on TikTok or I could watch The Bachelor finale. And I was like, I'll just watch clips on TikTok.
Honestly, you get the gist. Honestly.
Yeah. So
yeah, what'd you think?
Well, okay. Okay. Well, so many thoughts, but first thought, can we talk about how beautiful Grant's sister is?
She is stunning. Yeah.
Stunning.
She's stunning. When she walked in on like the first night, like the opening night, and all the girls were like, who is this?
Oh,
like,
yeah. I forgot she did that.
Yeah, because she's like so gorgeous.
Oh, I totally forgot she did that.
Yeah.
Who else did that? Like recently.
Yeah.
Oh, Jen's brother, right?
Oh, it was Jen's brother or was it?
It was like the first night and Jen's brother was like in disguise.
Oh,
do you
Jen's
remember?
Brother?
And he was like the bartender or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's That's who it was.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like that's been done recently.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot. That's I totally forgot she was there on night one, but she is beautiful. Okay. I mean, I don't really know like where else to like really get into it other than I just feel like Grant completely played Latia.
Oh yeah.
And it was so like their breakup was just so funny to watch because I mean, first of all, her demeanor completely changed.
Yes.
And her voice completely changed. Just like everything changed.
Yes.
And then she, you could tell, like, it
a
was
woman
just like
scorned.
Seriously.
Like, that is what happens.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like all in, loyal. And then it's like, okay. Like, once his facade dropped, I think she was just like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come on. Like,
yeah. I know. She kept saying, like, come on now.
It was so funny.
Come on now. And what did he say to her? Like, he was just like, oh, you're treating me differently or something.
Yeah.
And she was like, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? Or something. I don't know.
I need to know what her freaking sign is. Zodiac sign.
Let's Google right now.
Google it.
Yeah, we need to know. But yeah, I mean, it's just so hard because you like learn to like love the girls so much. It like reminds me of like kind of like when Daisy was like the runner up, and it's like you feel so bad for Daisy. She's and a like
Pisces.
A Pisces. Yeah, that makes
so much sense.
Ooh, yeah.
That's so funny.
That's so funny. Yeah. Love that for her.
Yeah.
I love a Pisces woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it's just, yeah, like you're saying, it like reminds me of like how you like loved, you love the girls so much, and like the runner up usually like Daisy or like whatever, you know, yeah. And you just hate to like see it not work out with them.
Yeah.
At the same time, I do think Grant and
Juliana
go very well together.
I do too. I think they are a better match for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I just think Latia's too good for him.
She is out of his league by like a lot.
By a lot.
And that's not to say
in every category.
Yeah, no, totally. And that's not to say that like Juliana isn't awesome, because she is.
No, she is.
Like, I think she's like so beautiful. Yeah, she's like so like, she's so chill and so just like, I don't know, like good energy. Like, you know, like I really like her, and I really liked her family.
Yeah.
During hometowns. And anyway, I really like Juliana, and I do feel like they're a really good match.
Yeah.
I saw people on TikTok saying that like Latia makes Grant like the man that like he should like rise to the occasion to be like, you know, like a better version of him.
Yeah.
And Juliana is like with her, like he is himself.
Yeah.
Like type of thing.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have to like better himself to be with her type of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, like that totally makes sense.
It's just different personality types, different like family backgrounds and values. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely think Latia, like there was more pressure on him to be like, okay, we need to like get married and like start a family. I just don't think he was ready for that.
Yeah.
I think he wanted a 5-year plan.
I know, not a two-year plan. Yeah. And I kind of get the feeling that like, it actually wasn't so much about her religion as it was like, he's not ready to be daddy all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I 1,000% agree. I don't even think he really honestly cared about the religion that much. He was just kind of like, yeah, I'm doing my thing.
I know.
They do their thing. Like, he didn't really know a lot about it, so he was just like, meh.
I know, and her family seemed, like, pretty chill.
Yeah, yeah, they were about so it. Nice. Yeah, they just, like, you could tell they just genuinely want her to be happy.
Yeah.
Regardless.
So, but, I don't know, though. Oh, my gosh.
She looked a 10 out of 10 at after the final rose.
She always does.
Like, I know, but I was just like, wow.
This
like,
would be so confusing though.
So
like
stunning.
I always think about being in that well, not always, but like when The Bachelor rolls around, I always think about being in that situation where like, yeah, like they probably are like behind the scenes, like, oh, you're my number one. Yeah. Oh yeah, like I am gonna propose to you, blah blah blah. And then like you're so blindsided. But she was so open about being blindsided and like about like just showing everyone like who he really was. Yeah. And it was so awkward to watch. No, especially when he broke up with her. Like he was fumbling over his words so bad.
Yeah, he couldn't even get out a sentence.
I know, truly. Yeah.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she... I don't see him and Juliana lasting.
You don't?
No. I don't. I think they're like they're compatible in a lot of ways, but I think in other ways they're not. And I don't see them being long timers, mostly on Grant's end, not because of her.
I know, because like low key, she's out of his league too.
No, she for sure is out of his league. Yeah. And I think he has a lot of therapy to go to before he's like actually ready to commit to anyone.
No, Grant just icks me out. And he like just released another song. Like, why? Oh gosh, why the music?
Like, why? No, anytime they do that, I'm like, you're just doing it for the music. It's so stupid.
I know. I don't know though. I feel like if she can get past watching this finale,
I couldn't.
But okay, wait. I'm so all over the place right now. Okay. But it was in their ET, so their Entertainment Tonight interview.
Yeah,
she actually said like, because they were like, "How did you feel like watching the finale back?" And she was like, "Oh, I didn't watch it." She's like, "We didn't watch it." She's like, "You know, like we've talked about everything."
Red flag. No.
Yeah.
Red flag.
She's like, she's like, "We've talked about everything, and he's, you know, told me everything," and she's like, "And Latia is totally justified in however she needs to feel about the situation." And
I'm rolling my eyes so hard over here right now. I'm like, that's just you. No.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess
if you are literally given a movie to showcase your partner's character, you take it.
Yeah.
You take it. I'm sorry. I don't care how amazing you think they are. You take the movie. You take the play-by-play. Mm-hmm. You visually watch it. And then if you can get over that, great. Mm-hmm. Committed to the person. Amazing. But like, yeah, that's stupid on her part. No offense to her. But
yeah,
that's really dumb.
I know. So I don't know. I hope they work out.
She's also just kind of like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I was saying. Vibe. She's kind of chill. Like she's just, yeah. That's what I was saying.
She's going to regret that.
Yeah. But did you have any other thoughts about the finale? Okay.
No. I'm just glad the season's over, to be honest.
Dude, I know. It. Like I said, it was like a doozy. I am actually so sad there's no Bachelorette.
I am too. To look forward to. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Are they at least going to do Paradise sooner or something? Like,
I hope they do it in August.
Yeah.
Or sooner, like July would be nice. Yeah. So did I see that they announced that Zoe is going to Paradise?
Oh, is she?
I think they announced that. Interesting. I could be wrong because, again, I didn't watch it, but I think I saw that somewhere.
I don't really want to watch her on the screen either. She's weird to watch for me.
Yeah. So I
can't get a read on her.
I know. I heard. So like I said, didn't watch the season, but she was kind of like a drama starter. Is that right?
Her? I don't know. Yes. But like, it was kind of stupid.
I'm interested to see her, if she does go to Paradise, to see her in Paradise, because I just felt like her and Grant like didn't really have a good connection.
No, so it was just so kind of weird. So I'm like, how are you in the top three? Mm-hmm. It made no sense.
Yeah. So I feel the same. Like I can't get a good read on her, but people are so different in Paradise than they are on their actual season. A lot of times
really blossom in their season, or in Paradise versus their season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they also announced that Paradise this year is going to be combined with the Golden Bachelor members.
Like, are there going to be like young people dating really old people? Or I'm like, are they just going to all be on the same, but they like have rules that they can't date? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand.
I don't understand either. And like, maybe this is a hot take, but I'm like, can we not do that?
Yeah.
If you're going to do like Golden Bachelor Paradise, can it be like a separate thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe this is so rude of me, but I just don't feel interested in watching like the Golden Bachelor people be on Paradise. Like, I just want to watch the younger ones. I feel like the younger ones, like Paradise is good because of the drama.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is there going to be, you know, like the drama is not really there in Golden Bachelor franchise.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just like, is it going to like kill the vibe to have
probably
all the older people be there? I don't know.
All I know is I really want that. What's his name? A cute little Asian man.
What is his name? Why is his name? Thomas? No. What's his name? He was adorable.
So adorable. I hope he comes on.
No, what was his name though? Because he's amazing.
Yeah, I
heard that they were going to make him the Golden Bachelor, but they're not. They're like taking applications, I think, for a Golden Bachelor.
Interesting. I wish they would. He's so cute.
Yeah, I mean, they probably offered it to him for sure, and he probably declined, but yeah. Are they not doing a Golden Bachelor season this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, I don't know. I just think that's a really weird move on their part to like combine.
I'm not excited about it.
I know, because I really missed Paradise last year, and I'm so excited that it's back, and now it's just weird.
Yeah, same. Agreed. So,
anyway, amen. Glad this season's over.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grant just icked me out so bad the whole time.
He's not it.
No, he's not. Especially like Joey being the last Bachelor. Yeah. It's like,
big shoes to fill.
Yeah, not a good follow-up. Okay, next in pop culture, Miley Cyrus is releasing a new album.
So excited.
I'm so excited. Yeah, so she's releasing a new album called Something Beautiful. It's coming out on May 30th, and yeah, I'm just so excited. I feel like Miley has like transformed herself so many times in the past, like, I don't know, 15-20 years. Like, she's just and I think this album is going to be so good.
Oh, it's going to. Yeah. You know it is.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, same. I don't have too many thoughts on it. Obviously, it's not out yet. Yeah. So, but I'm just...
We'll give you the full lowdown once it comes out.
I know. Because I'm like, are you like a big Miley Cyrus fan? Oh, yeah. I
love Miley.
Yeah. I just feel like because she's like so nostalgic for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's the best.
Agreed.
Yeah. And then, have you listened to Selena Gomez's new album?
Nope, not yet. You haven't? Just the one song.
Oh, the which first, one? With Gracie Abrams?
Yeah. No. The one that she was on with Benny Blanco. The very first one that came out before anything else.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was called. Why can't I remember?
I don't know. Like, I didn't listen to that one initially.
Something like that. Yeah, okay. I freaking remember. Anyway, I loved it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I haven't listened to the rest, have you?
Yeah, I've listened to it. It's good. You need really? To go listen to it and I'm we can excited. Chat about it. Yeah, it's good. And she sounds just like, she just sounds beautiful. Like, it's nice to like hear Selena Gomez make music again because it's been a while. And like how fun that her and Benny Blanco can just like make music together. Yeah. That's so fun. There's definitely a song on there about Hailey Bieber. Yeah, you need to listen. You need to listen and then we can chat.
Okay, fun.
But yeah, so their album finally came out and yeah, it'll be fun to listen more and then we need to talk about it.
Okay, so down.
Once you've had time to listen and process. Listen and
process.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, anything else for pop culture? Anything else going on?
Nope. Kind of bland this week.
I know, and I feel like all our shows are over.
I know.
So that sucks.
Gonna be a little bland, probably.
Are you watching the newest season of Survivor by chance?
I watched the first like 2 episodes and then I just have not been able to stay caught up.
Okay. Well, I think there's only like 3 out. Like, you're pretty caught up.
Oh.
Yeah. 3 or 4.
Yeah, I think probably 4. Because it's 1 a week, probably 4.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I've been watching that. So like, do we report on Survivor since nothing else is happening?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely can.
I don't know.
Love Survivor.
I know, me too. I actually haven't watched a season in a long time, but after watching Traitors, I kind of wanted to hop back on.
Yeah, you needed another little game show type vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, should we get into our episode this week?
Let's
our
topic? Do it.
Okay, well, this week, Haley and I needed something chill, you know? So we are going to be discussing we're going to be doing like our top 3. So Haley has a list of like questions for me and I have a list of questions for her. And we're just going to be answering, top 3 questions.
Perfect.
I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did great.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll ask you first. What are your top 3 cuisines?
Okay. I don't know if I'm just like stupid. Is cuisine like a type of food?
Like, I think it's in my brain, it's like Mexican, Italian.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Okay. So I would probably have to say, well, Mexican is probably my number one.
So good.
I mean, that's like such a basic answer, but so good. Like,
yeah, but how can you not? Yeah.
Yeah, can't go wrong. And then probably like Indian, perhaps. And then probably like Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I to go to this last week I've eaten. Is that the right?
Yeah, eaten.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
2 times at The Place Pizza in Saratoga.
The Place?
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's like right by Sharky's and Beanie's
In
Saratoga.
I've never been.
And it is so good.
Really?
Yeah, it's so yummy.
Just pizza?
It's like wood fire burned pizza. Super good.
Ooh. It's yummy. Yeah, yeah. I need to go there.
Love a good pizza.
Oh, me too. Is pizza a cuisine? Like, in and of itself?
In America, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so probably those. Okay. For you, top 3 accessories.
Okay, I would say like a dainty necklace.
Mm-hmm. Always good.
A claw clip. My every
really
aesthetic. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not just saying this, but the Brixley bag you got me for my birthday.
Oh, really?
I use it every single day. It is my favorite bag I've ever owned.
It's so cute. I actually really want to buy myself one, but
no, you need it. It's literally the perfect size bag.
Yeah, it's a good size.
I'm so excited to travel with it. I'm going on a cruise in a couple weeks and I'm like really excited to travel with it.
Yeah.
So
it's a good size because I have the like the medium crossbody. I don't have the small one. But I got Haley the crescent bag from Brixley for her birthday. And yeah, I fear I may have to buy myself one, but they're sold out in like all the like neutral colors. So I will have to wait until they come back in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cute though.
It's very fun. I love it.
Oh, I'm glad you love so much.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Okay, top three things in your home.
Okay, this one's hard for me because it's like so funny when you think about like the things in your home and you realize like how much you're actually like not that attached to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, you're just kind of like what are my top three favorite things in my house?
Yeah.
I actually think like perhaps my Jesus picture is.
Oh, that's a good one.
One of them. Yeah, I have. Very nice. I have. Yeah, it's called like walking on water or something. Yeah. It's like the basic one you see in like every influencer's house.
Yeah.
But I love it. Yeah, and yeah. And David and I wanted to get it for like a long time. Yeah. And we finally just splurged and bought it. Also, I love my kitchen table. And it's really nothing like you do. Uh-huh. I get a lot of compliments on it. And it's nothing special. It's from IKEA.
Yeah, I love it.
But I actually super love my kitchen table.
It's a very versatile.
Yeah.
I feel like you can.
She's good.
Yeah. I feel like you can put a lot of different like styles with. Like you could decorate it so differently and it would look different. Like fit a lot of aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's yeah. Cute.
She's such a good table. And then I really like my big family photos hanging in my hallway. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Those are all good things.
Probably boring answers, but I love my big family photos. It's kind of funny. Like when we first put them in my home, we kind of like made jokes like, you know, how like you see on the movies, like in castles and stuff, like huge family, like portraits and like whatever, like self portraits. And we were like, are we so vain?
So
like,
funny. No, I love them,
but I love them. And I have like a ginormous hallway.
Yeah.
Huge wall that needs to be filled. And so it just works, but
good way to fill space.
Yeah. Okay. Top three book characters.
Okay, this one's really, really hard. So I had to just do for this last year because I like can't even, I don't know. It's like, there's just, I read so many books. I think last year I read like 90 something books. So
Yeah, you read so, so much.
Yes. So without a doubt, one of my very favorite is, her name is Willa, and she's from the Chestnut Spring series. It's a romance series. And she's just like so funny. Mm-hmm. She's a fiery redhead. And then Devrick, he's a professor, also love interest in like a dark romance called Nocticadia. It's a good one. And then also,
what does that even mean? What's the definition of Nocticadia?
Nocticadia is like it's something that's a part of the book. It's It's made up. And then it's like a fantasy dark romance kind of vibe. So it's made up. And then Daniel Grant in the Part of Your World series, Abby Jimenez series, is like one of my favorite romance male main characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, if you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so, and I don't know. Yeah. But I'm just like, yeah.
They're all good though. All good, all hot, all fun. Perfect. To read about, so
yeah, we love hot.
Yes. All right. Top three things to splurge on.
Okay. Yeah, this is funny because Haley and I both asked this one. Yeah. For me, I mean, just honestly, like, I know this sounds like so like pick me, like whatever, but like other people. Like, I love to buy things for other people.
No, I believe you.
That's my love language.
Yeah. I know.
Like, that's my favorite.
Too. You're good at it.
Yeah. A cursing, like a curse and a blessing. Yeah, a cursing. A curse and a blessing.
A blessing,
like,
and a curse.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But no, I love to spend money on other people. Also, like, this is so stupid, but kids' clothes. I love to buy my kids clothes.
Well, and your kids always look so cute.
Well, it's so stupid because they grow out of their clothes so fast.
Yeah.
But I just love it.
But you have the photos forever.
I know. Exactly. Thank you.
It's easy to justify.
And then my most recent, just like selfish ones, have to be Botox.
I mean,
and
how can you not?
Also my nails.
Yeah. Your nails always look so cute too.
Yeah. Shout out to my nail girl, Taylor. But yeah, just like selfishly.
Well, yeah.
We love a little injection.
Yeah. Me too. A little poke poke.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay. Next one. What are your top three snacky treats? Like, also, what are you reaching for?
I mean,
what can't you keep in your house or you'll just eat the whole thing?
Yeah, that's like, literally so easy then. And it's literally what I wrote down. Peanut M&Ms.
Oh my gosh. I love peanut M&Ms. Oh, okay. But okay. So maybe this already answers my question, but do you like peanut M&Ms or like peanut butter M&Ms better?
I mean,
better?
I really like peanut butter M&Ms too, but I like peanut M&Ms the best because I do feel like they're the best like sweet to salty ratio.
They're so good.
Whereas peanut butter is super good, but they're like so indulgent that like yeah. I can only eat a few mm-hmm. peanut M&Ms. I can literally eat the whole like movie size bag that you get at the movie theater. Like no problem. 1,000, I think it's like 1,200 calories. Don't care. Oh. We'll eat the whole thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
I also, this is a more like recent one, but I love the like Dots honey mustard pretzels.
Okay.
They're so good. And I can't
Dots is dangerous, period.
All of their pretzels are dangerous. And like, it's so easy to get them from Costco. They're like cheap yeah. for a big bag.
You know what I saw at Costco? Costco right now, sorry, I'm totally stealing the show.
No, it's okay.
Costco right now has a ginormous bag of Nerds clusters. And I picked, I picked that up and I was like, and David was like, put that down.
He's like, you put that down. Bring that into our household.
No.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's my third one is Nerds clusters. Yeah.
Haley.
I can't keep them in my house. No. I will eat the whole thing. They're so good. They're so good. I don't get sick of them. They're so light and like are sour.
They're perfect.
They're literally perfect.
And they like don't hurt your stomach.
No,
they
at just, all.
They make you feel so good.
Yeah, they make you feel great. They literally make you feel great. So yeah, good. That's my top three.
They are perfect. Okay, but what's your favorite kind of Nerd clusters? Because they have so many now.
So I just barely tried like the red, white, and blue ones.
Oh, I haven't tried those ones actually.
Yeah, they're really good. Okay. They're really good. But I just like, my favorite are the original pink bag.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I like all of them mm-hmm. to be real. But like my favorite is the original pink bag.
You know which ones were so good?
What?
Were the Valentine's Day ones.
Oh, I didn't try
the
those
The pink,
ones.
Red, and white. Oh, those I didn't were try those. So good.
Day next year.
Yeah, I get real passionate about Nerd clusters. That's my favorite
candy.
I'm going
on eBay and looking for them, shipping them to my house.
They were very good. The ones they have out right now for Easter are like one of my least favorite.
Okay, I haven't tried those ones either.
Yeah, they're kind of whatever, but the Valentine's Day ones, those were good.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love any snacky treats, so let's be real.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, top three things to complain about.
Okay, well, number one has to, like, be my family.
Yeah.
Like, kids, husband.
Everyone.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
People you spend the most time with drive you the most crazy.
Yeah, I mean, love them, but so easy to complain about.
Yeah,
And then probably, like, I don't know, like cleaning the house,
yeah.
like, you know, just having
tedious.
To, yeah, just having to like be an adult, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, clean my house. And then honestly, like, you know what I complain so much about is like making a grocery list and grocery shopping.
Why is the mental load of the grocery list and grocery shopping so hard?
No, we could do a whole podcast episode on the mental load of the grocery list.
It's exhausting, honestly.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And like coming up with the dinners.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I hate the dinners, and I honestly I hate the lunches too.
Yeah,
I love breakfast, so that's an easy one for me. But
breakfast is the easiest meal of the day, and I end up making breakfast for dinner like 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know how to word this, but like top three coffee like flavors, like syrups or creamers.
Okay,
like what do you like to add to your coffee?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I was picking up the vibe.
Yeah.
I would say I love lavender.
Okay. Interesting.
Really yummy in a coffee or like a matcha. So
yeah, I feel like I've heard more like matcha with lavender, but
coffee's so good with it too. And then
actually I noticed that you have lavender syrup.
I do. I have lavender syrup at home.
Yeah.
And then I would say some sort of like either salted caramel or salted toffee situation. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the Better Goods brand from Walmart, which is like pretty clean ingredients, and they have a salted toffee and it's so good. Mm. And then I would say pistachio would be my third.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good pistachio, which I also have pistachio syrup. I have all those things at my home.
You know what I tried like 2 weeks ago?
What?
I went to Zupa's and I bought their like cup of strawberries with the pistachio cream and the chocolate. It was very good. Very indulgent.
Like a lot.
Like, wow. But very fun.
Yeah.
I just like took myself and
absolutely.
Did that.
I love that for you. I love that for you. Yeah, that looked yummy. Do they still have it?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to go get that tomorrow.
Yeah, you can go. Yeah, you totally should. They just so expensive, though. I won't say how much. But anyway, you can get the cup with just chocolate or you can get the Dubai cup.
Yeah, I got to get the Dubai cup.
So good.
I love pistachio. Everything.
So good. Yeah, I hope they keep that around for a long time. I know. That was fulfilling my fantasy because I never got to try the chocolate bar, you know?
Yes.
When I was complaining about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
One day. Okay. Top three things to do when you're by yourself.
Okay. Well, I feel like when you are a parent, these things are like pretty basic, but you know, number one is eat.
Yeah.
Like straight up. I will save eating like my first meal of the day for when my kids are like napping.
Yeah.
Because I want to eat alone.
Yeah.
And honestly, like eating dinner with my family is like my worst nightmare. It's awful. So anyway, eating.
Same.
It's just like, it's just awful when you're a parent. It just is.
Yeah.
And then also like, these just sound stupid, but getting ready.
Yeah.
Like that is like with an empty me house. Time.
Like just you.
Yes.
Just like, yeah.
Like that is me time to like listen to a podcast, not hearing anyone talk to me, just getting ready, like,
in your own
taking
home, in your
time.
Own space.
Yeah. Taking time.
And then I don't even remember when the last time I did that was.
I know. It like never happens, but I love it. And also shopping.
Yeah.
Just like any kind. Grocery shopping.
So you can actually think.
Just, yes. And like not having someone screaming at you like, I want that. Can I have this? Like the whole entire time.
Yeah. And so much just more shopping. Expensive with kids because I do give in a lot. I'm like, yeah, you want this candy to shut you up? Yep. Here you go.
Yeah. Also, I love shopping with David, but at the same time, like when I'm alone, I don't have someone to talk me out of buying things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's again, blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
That's what I'd say.
Honestly, same. That's probably identical to the list I would have written.
Yeah. Okay. Top three bucket list destinations.
Honestly, these are basic. So sorry, but I don't care because I haven't been there.
Yeah.
I would say Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Love to go. Mm-hmm. Spain.
Yeah.
And Australia.
Okay.
Just always wanted to go to Australia.
That would be amazing. You know, you could knock out Spain and Italy. In one trip. So that would be awesome.
One day I will.
Yeah.
One day I will. And probably Greece too.
Yep.
One day.
I know. That's like my number one too.
Yeah.
Would be Greece.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And the food all looks so good and so fresh. And mm-hmm. All the history. So cool. One day.
Yeah. Australia would also be amazing.
Okay. This one was kind of like basic, but I don't know. Top three things to wear.
Okay. Well, you know me. I mean, I'm not like, I would not consider myself like super fashionable, but I love like, if I'm getting ready, like I always have to have like a good earring stack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute earrings.
Because that just elevates all of my basic AF outfits.
I love it.
Even just a little bit. I love crew necks. Mm-hmm. I will buy like any stupid graphic crew neck.
I love it.
Anything.
Yeah.
I love. And then like, I don't know, like what, sweatpants? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just want to be lounging around at all times and be comfy. So
cozy vibes.
Yeah. Okay. What are your top three favorite seasons of The Bachelor? And this can be from like any franchise. So Bachelorette, Paradise, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I have watched every season. And
have you really?
Yeah,
every single one,
every single season.
That is crazy.
At the very beginning, yeah, with my mom.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good question for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I love like all of the earlier seasons just because they're so like just like funny, and honestly they're just so like, what's the word, like wholesome in a way.
Yeah.
Because
now it's just everyone trying to
like be an influencer.
To be Instagram famous.
But I will still say that a lot of my favorite, like most favorite and like iconic seasons are more like within the last 6 years.
Okay, good.
Just because they like stand out in my head most. So my favorite season of Paradise was season 2, which was like the Jared and Ashley blow up drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just like Ashley drove me bonkers, but it just was so, it just was cream of the crop bachelor drama that we just honestly don't even get anymore. I loved it. And then of course, Joey season.
So good.
I love Joey season. And then like, honestly, almost neck and neck to Joey season is Ben Higgins season.
So Ben Higgins was the first season of The Bachelor I ever watched.
Oh, really?
And what a good one to start on.
Such a good one.
It was so good. No, yeah. Like that one is like reality TV gold. Like Olivia being left on the island. That's gold.
Golden. Gold. Yep. Yep. Golden. I would say my like, if I could choose a fourth, it would be Juan Pablo's season.
I've never seen it. He's
horrible, but it was so funny and hard to watch. You gotta go rewatch that season.
I should
Claire.
Watch it.
Claire, famous Claire, that's where she made her Bachelor debut. And
okay, have you seen, do you remember her name's Kit? And I can't, I'm blanking on which season she's from.
Kit?
Yes, Kit. Was she from Colton season? I think she might have been from Colton season. Anyway, as you're Googling her, she has been on TikTok hanging out with, what's his name? The guy that Claire.
Oh, Kit. Yeah. Yes, on Matt James season.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Matt James. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She's hanging out with, what's his name? The guy that Claire like left her season with. What's his name?
Oh, freaking.
It starts with a D, I swear. No.
Dale.
Yep. Yes. Dale. She's been hanging out with Dale on TikTok. So randomly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting.
I know. No one saw that coming.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one though. I mean, love the Bachelor franchise. Just wish they would go back to their old roots. I don't know. Okay. Top three childhood TV shows.
Yeah, this one's hard for me. I watched a lot of TV as a kid.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I.
Well, if I have to think like really young, I loved like Rugrats. Okay. Oh, and I still love Rugrats. Yes. Like my kids watch Rugrats and it's because I want to watch it.
Where do they watch it on?
It's on Paramount.
I need to like, see if Vivi would like that. That's yeah. So funny. I love Rugrats.
Yeah, all the like Nickelodeon.
Angelica's a brat though.
So I a lot of people do not let or did not let their kids watch Rugrats because of Angelica, but that's where I probably got it from.
Yeah, whatever.
But I love Rugrats so much. And then I like as far as like Disney Channel went, I think my favorite Disney Channel show had to be like That's So Raven.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I loved That's So Raven. And then also like a show I randomly like so loved was Full House.
Oh.
And I've seen Full House like from start to finish.
1 million times.
A million times.
Me too. That's so funny. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I love Full House.
Me and my siblings, I've probably said this, but we used to like all sneak out of our beds into our playroom at 9 o'clock every night because that's what
time like Nick at Vegas night
time.
Yeah,
and we would watch Full House.
Yeah, I love Full House. Yeah. It's like also so wholesome. I have them all so good. On
DVD.
You do?
They're like in my memory box. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How cute. I love Full House. But I loved like all the Nick at Night shows, like Family Matters and stuff. Like and like The Nanny.
Yes, I love The Nanny too.
Yeah, I loved shows so like funny. That.
Yeah, same.
So anyway,
those are good ones.
Okay. Top three favorite podcasts other than ours, of course.
Yeah. Couldn't put ours. I would say The Vile Files.
Mm-hmm. So good. I actually haven't listened to The Vile Files in a minute.
I haven't either, but it's definitely, if I'm going to listen to a podcast, that's probably the first one that I'm like, okay, let's see what's going on there, you know?
Yeah.
And then I would say Dr. Death, which was a, or is a true crime podcast. I
haven't listened.
And yeah, it's good. And then.
Is it like cold? Like, you know what I mean? Like it just goes just through the story and then it ends.
Yeah. It's just one story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then My Favorite Murder, which is also true crime.
Is that the one that's like funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're so funny.
See, I don't dabble in true crime that often, so I'm not like familiar with them, but.
Well, you knew them. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really popular, of course, but yeah, they're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Top three best compliments to receive.
I think like I really like to be told I have nice skin.
And you do.
I don't really, but like when people tell me that, I'm like, okay, so glad you think that.
Yeah.
Also maybe because I am an esthetician.
Well, yeah.
A retired esthetician.
Yeah.
You know? So I like that compliment. I also, it's the same thing. I like to be told I have nice hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or that like my hair looks thick.
Yeah.
Cause like, or compliment. Healthy.
Yeah.
You know? Cause like, yeah. I really don't think my hair is healthy. It's especially not right now. Oh my gosh. My hair journey has been wild. But, it's always nice to be told that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you think that. Yeah, I'm so fooling you all. Big. Yeah. So I like that. Oh, I also like to be told that my eyelashes are long because I work really hard and put hella lash serum on my lashes.
Yeah. Your eyelashes are freaking long. It's crazy.
Thank you. Yeah. Tell me.
Yeah. All of those are very accurate for you. So
thank you.
No one even has to lie to you for those ones.
Yeah, I like to fool people. Okay. Oh, you know, I had to ask you, what are your top three favorite Taylor Swift albums? And I need an order.
Oh, an order?
Yeah, like what's your third favorite, second favorite, first favorite? Okay,
I would say my third favorite is her debut album.
Really? Mm-hmm. I love that. No one ever says that. I will
always love and cherish her debut album.
So good.
And then I would say my second favorite is Tortured Poets.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Haley, I didn't know this about you. I'm loving this information.
And then I would say my top favorite is 1989.
1989 is a perfect album.
I just love that. I love that album so much. Like every single song, I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a perfect album. It is a perfect pop album.
Yeah.
Every single song.
Yep. I love it so much.
Yeah.
That was the last album I owned on CD.
No, actually, I owned Reputation on CD too. Nice. I remember going to Target and buying it.
Yeah.
And David and I were married, which is so weird. But yeah, so that's not the last album I owned. But it is weird how like CDs aren't a thing anymore.
I know. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Oh my gosh, I'm loving to know that Torture Poets is your second favorite.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good.
I just love that album so much.
And it's so like looked over.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah. I love that.
Top three TikTok rabbit holes.
Okay. This one was like so hard for me, but like,
I don't know why.
I know because like I go down so many, but like I'm kind of blanking.
Yeah.
But like, okay. So I just recently have been going down like the Hailey Bieber rabbit hole.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a fun one.
Yeah. That's a recent one. Did you watch the?
Not yet.
You need to go watch it. It's a quick watch. It's quick. Yeah. It'll take up like 15 minutes of your time.
Yeah. So whenever I have 15 minutes, I will be sure to give it a watch.
Yeah. That's a quick one. Anyway, I've been going down that most recently. One of the more like memorable ones was like the Who the F Did I Marry?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So that one came to mind. Also, just recently, I went down one that was like really weird. Did you know?
It can get dark on TikTok.
This one's not like dark. It's just like really weird. Did you know that there are like,
I'm scared,
like Utah gnomes?
What the fuck?
Like people swear, and I can't remember what they're called. They're called like a way creepy, like foreign name that's like a name for like gnome or something. But like they live in Utah and like people like swear they see them like running around their yard. Yes. No, I'm not kidding. It's a thing.
That's terrifying.
I know.
That's terrifying. I hate little creatures. I hate little creatures. I refuse to believe in any sort of leprechaun. Or
no. Gnome. Yeah. 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 It's like
a little tiny person. Like,
Yeah. And they like run around in the backyard and like people are like, don't interact with them. Like they're really mean. And like there's a video on TikTok of this girl and she's like, yeah, like my husband swears he saw one. And she's like, so we're going to put out like just some coins like in the backyard and like a ball. And she's like, and then we'll come back and we'll, you know, we'll see what they do.
And play with the
and the gnome like the stacks the coins.
No.
And the ball's
gone.
No. No, it's a thing.
I refuse to believe. I must.
And they live in Utah.
Why?
I don't know.
Gosh, that's horrifying. That's like the scariest thing you could ever tell me.
I know. Like the gnome's going to get you when you leave my house. Shit. I know. Isn't that scary?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah. So that was a recent one I went down and I hate.
It's like the new TV show that's coming out. Okay, this is like not the same, but with Meredith Grey, I can't remember what her name is. Grey's Anatomy.
She was
first actor.
Ellen Pompeo. Thank you.
Pompeo.
Yes.
Pompeo.
Yeah.
Pompeo. Yeah.
Pompeo.
Yeah. Something like that. She's coming out. She's starring as the mom in this movie of the girl, and it's a true story about like. She says she's like a 10-year-old girl and they adopt her, but like really she's actually an adult.
Oh yeah.
Fucking freaks me out. Like
they just did a documentary on her,
yes,
right?
Yes, they did a documentary and now this is like a TV, like, you know, based, like what's it called? Historical fiction type show. Fucking freaks me out. I can't do the like, oh, like the, I don't know. It just, no, just creepy to me.
Yeah, that is really creepy.
Just don't like it. Don't like it.
I don't like it either. Okay, top three favorite Halloween costumes.
Okay, and I have to do... Sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, I told Haley this could either be like things she's dressed up as or things she's dressed her kids up as.
Yeah, honestly, like growing up, I really didn't do like... My costumes were pretty much all like hand-me-downs. Mm-hmm. I was like the fourth of six kids, so...
You're so middle child.
They were all, yeah, middle child vibes.
Yeah.
But I do remember loving my fifth grade costume. And this was not a hand-me-down.
Okay.
And it was like a full zip-up, like, unicorn, fluffy unicorn costume.
Cute.
And it was purple and the horn was sparkly. And I just, like, remember I loved.
I loved that you.
And that was fifth grade. That. And that was, like, me in fifth grade. Like, fifth graders these days would not be dressing up as unicorn.
Oh, no. They're like they'd baddies.
Be like little, yeah. Like, little, yeah. Like literally.
Yeah.
Like they'd be like, I don't know. They'd be wearing belly shirts. And
yeah. They're like dressing up as Tate McRae.
Yeah.
Like,
no, seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just love that I was like a unicorn, like no shame in fifth grade. No shame. And then I would say Vince and I did Squid Games the year that was popular.
And you were pregnant.
And I was pregnant.
That was cute.
That was fun. And then I loved my kids' Mickey and Minnie costume.
Aww.
When they were, I think Kale was like the chunkiest little 9-month-old. Just like a butterball Mickey Mouse.
We forget how chunky Kale was.
Because Kale is tiny now. He is so tiny now.
He was
massive.
The chunkiest kid ever.
Yes. Yes, the chunkiest, and it was so amazing.
He's so amazing.
Just like a round head, big round blue eyes.
He was such a chicken nugget.
Buttery goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, him in his Mickey costume that he barely fit into.
Yeah.
Squeezing out the edges. Like, oh, I just love that so much. And Vivi was so cute and so excited. That was like her first Halloween that she was really excited to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that one's like memorable for me.
Dude, I've been Minnie Mouse for Halloween like probably like 8 times. I'm not even kidding.
I mean, it's a classic.
So many times. But like why?
It's easy.
Do I even like Minnie Mouse? Like I've been her so many times for Halloween.
I do. I love Minnie Mouse.
I just don't understand, but yeah.
I love it. It's just easy. All right, top three emojis. This can either be like your favorite ones or like that you use.
Yeah. So I mean, if we're going off of ones I use, like I use the crying laughing emoji in every single text I send.
Even if it's not funny.
Every single one.
Yeah. Same.
Like sometimes I have to like stop myself because I'll be like, okay, no, I sent it the last 12 text messages. So I actually can't use it in this one. Like it's embarrassing at this point because I crack myself up so much. Like I'm always using that emoji. It's like embarrassing. And then I use the crying emoji a lot too, which I feel like those are like everyone's
like
most used
one.
Yeah. The same one, just like tears like down the face. And then I really like lately the swearing emoji that's like red and it just has the like bleeped out mouth, you know.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, I like that one. There are so many good emojis, but
they've just really upgraded their game.
But we need more. Yeah, we need more.
Yeah, we do. There could never be enough, truly.
Yeah. So many good ones. Okay, top three beauty products at the moment.
All right. My Glymed lip balm.
Okay.
My Glymed vitamin C cream.
Uh-huh.
And my Paula's Choice replenishing moisturizer.
Okay.
It's a thick one. It's a good one, Charles.
Really?
I know you like a thick.
I like a thick,
it's a
boy.
Thick, good one, Charles. Yeah. You need to try Paula's Choice. You can literally buy it off Amazon.
How much? Do you remember?
Like 30. No. Actually, nope. I'm thinking of the other product I bought from her, the toner. Nope. It was like 60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like 65 or something.
Okay.
So a little cheaper than my Glymed ones or my SkinCeuticals ones, but still not cheap. Mm-hmm. So annoying. Why are good quality products so expensive?
It sucks.
So stupid.
Actually, yeah, that Glymed lip balm. It's so I'm interested good. In, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It literally, like, I had cracked bleeding lips and in the day they were healed.
Really?
It's amazing, yes. You can tell it just soaks in and plumps them, like, naturally. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
I love Glymed so much.
Yeah, it's top of the line. Top of the line. All right. Top three favorite things about getting older.
Okay. Well, this one was kind of hard for me, but to come up with three. Because I think, like, getting older, especially, like, now that I'm 30, I don't know. Like, I really like to look back on my life and be able to have, like, a lot more, like, perspective.
Yes.
So that's really nice. And I feel like, actually, that didn't even start happening until, like, that's happened a lot within, like, the last year.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. And then also just, like, learning to like myself more. Like, I think in my 30s, I'm going to really, like, really come into myself, yeah. Which also sounds weird because it feels like I should have already come into myself by this point. But I feel like you just, like, by this point in your life, you're like, okay, this is who I am and I'm just going to be me and it doesn't really matter. Like, I feel like in your 20s, you're still trying to, like, impress people or, like, figure things out.
Establish yourself and your friends.
When you hit 30, you're just like, okay, well, this is it. So,
and honestly, there's a lot of freedom in being like, okay, like, I'd literally rather either be alone or surround myself with people that, like, genuinely want to be around me.
That's
like,
what I was going to say exhausting too.
To act any sort of way.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say too, is like, I feel like by the time you hit this age, like, you have your people.
Yes.
And everyone else is just doesn't matter, you know? Exactly. So, it's
the best.
I know it is. It's nice. And then also, so this coming up with the third one was hard, but honestly, just like experiencing being a parent. Like, I feel like my kids are at, like, such a fun age. Like, honestly, like, baby stage is really hard for me and, like, newborn stage is hard for me. But like, my kids are at that age where, like, holidays are magical and, like, things are, like, really exciting and fun. And I'm just like, wow, like, I am a parent. And I know that sounds, like, stupid coming out of my mouth because I've been one for almost 5 years now.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, like, I'm in my parent stage of life. Like, this is, like, you know, like, this is the season I'm in. And, like, it's just, like, fun.
Yeah.
You know, if you.
I love that.
If you submit to it.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta definitely have to do that.
Yeah.
But no, that's, I love that.
Yeah.
Those are all good.
Okay. Top three Disney Channel shows.
Hannah Montana.
Of course.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Of course.
And Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay. I never got into Wizards of Waverly Place. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I love.
Haley, you're just like younger than me. And
yeah, true.
We had different shows. True. No, I'm kidding. But I mean,
but actually, okay. But in the Disney era, it is actually true. Like, even people that are 2 years younger than you, we all watched a lot of the same stuff, but there's also a lot that came out that you kind of, like, aged out of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was definitely in, like, the prime Hannah Montana era because it was, like, fourth and fifth grade and
thinking about Hannah Montana, like, makes me want to cry.
No, I, like, literally beg Vivi to watch it every day. I'm like,
have you not it. Has she not watched it?
She has. She especially the last, like, 6 months has gotten more into it, but before that she was kind of like, what?
You know what's so funny is that Rowan had to be, like, two, but we watched the whole entire series together and she, like, loved it. I mean, we never watched it again.
Yeah.
But she watched it all the way through with me and it was so fun. I
love that.
Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, Hannah Montana, duh. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, duh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that one I watched, like, with even, like, my brothers and stuff too. So just, like, fun memories.
Mm-hmm.
All good though. I also just, like, love, like, Disney original movies. Like, we could have a whole episode on Disney original movies.
Do so we good. Do it?
Yeah, let's.
We I should love, do it.
Because I love.
Okay.
They are just my favorite.
Okay, we're doing that.
Like, I like them more than, like, even a lot of, like, the classic Disney movies. Like, the Disney Channel original movies, like, I love that.
Okay, we're going to brainstorm. We're doing that like next week. Okay, we're doing something.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right. Top three celebrities you'd want to have dinner with.
I just like want you to guess.
Oh.
What my answers would be.
Taylor Swift.
Duh. You know she's on there. She's actually not my first one though.
Jonah.
Do not say Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonah
Hill. No.
I'm trying to think who else.
No, my first one is Adam Sandler.
Oh, that's a good one. I love him so much.
I know. A lot of people don't know this about me, but actually my favorite celebrity is Adam Sandler. And then Taylor Swift. Until,
like, recently, and then I forgot. My bad.
Yeah, Adam Sandler is like, he like is like my childhood. Like, I love Adam Sandler. Yeah.
All of his like special. Original movies are also the best.
Yeah, he's special to me. And like, so Adam Sandler, Taylor Swift. And then I didn't know who else to put, but I was like, who do I love? Like, okay, like maybe like I'd go on a date with Rupert Grant. Like, I don't know, you know, like obviously. So
I love, so, of course.
Yeah, of course. Duh.
Would be weird if he wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah, Jonah Hill. Please.
I'm like, who do you think is hot?
Please. No, I don't even think Jonah Hill is hot. I did go through like a tiny phase with him. No,
but that will forever be burned in my brain.
I know. So. It's burned in everyone's. It's fine. I forever like embarrass never myself. Yeah. Okay. Oh, top three favorite things about Utah. And these can be like places, anything. Yeah. Yeah.
I have like easy ones. Okay. I just like that it's family friendly. Like everything is centered around families. Literally everything.
It's super nice.
Yes. Easy access to mountains because I enjoy skiing. I enjoy hiking. I enjoy just being in the mountains in general.
Yeah. If you're an outdoorsy person.
Yeah. It's like cream of the crop.
Yeah.
And then all of my best friends are here. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously my number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't do life without my best friends. So
it's perfect.
Love it for that. Can never move because of that. All right. Top three dream concert lineups.
Okay. Well, I put Taylor Swift. I'll go back to everyone. Eras Tour. Yeah. I'm like, I want Eras Tour like 2.0. No, yeah. I really want to go to the Eras Tour and I want to see Tortured Poets because we didn't get to do that.
Do you think that would be like your number one concert of hers if she just did one album? Oh. Like, would you want to see Tortured Poets or is there a different one you'd want to see?
Yeah, I mean, probably because that's the one I haven't seen.
Yeah,
so.
I would love to see her perform Down Bad. Oh, would die.
Oh my gosh.
Would die.
Would die too. Yeah. And then I put, this is kind of funny, I put Drake, but like circa 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that's when I loved Drake. I loved Drake so much. Now he's just like creepy.
Yeah, now he's not it. But no, I feel you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I would have actually died and gone to heaven to see Drake in like 2014, 2013. Okay. And then like, I don't know what else to put, but like, I don't know. Maybe like Lana Del Rey or I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. Or like someone older, like go to like Spice Girls. Or something fun like that, you know, like something old and nostalgic, or like even like Britney Spears.
Yes,
like old Britney Spears, though.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know, something like that. But yeah,
all good.
Yeah. Okay. Top three favorite things to grow in your garden.
Sun sugar tomatoes. So they're like the little orange ones, but they're like really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Cucumbers. I just think they're so cute when they're like little babies and then you watch them grow.
That is cute.
And then bell peppers. I also just like enjoy watching bell peppers grow because they go through different colors. And
yeah, bell peppers is a good one.
Yeah. And they're just super yummy fresh like that. Like so much like juicier and like more fragrant. So
really? Yeah. I thought about phrasing this question like the things you use the most.
Yeah.
You know?
And those three are definitely the things I use the most. My kids would just like pick them off the...
That's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I love gardening. Like when I have the time and like space to do it, I love it so much. It's very like healing and fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
Good outlet. But all right. Top three kitchen gadgets.
Okay. Well, my KitchenAid.
Yeah. Can't live without it.
Yep. Gets good use. Also, my food scale is my life. Like, literally my life.
Yeah.
Yes. And then probably, like, my blender gets a lot of use.
Yeah. Those are all good ones. And it's, like, so nice when you have a good blender, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are obsessed with our blender. Gets used every day.
What kind of blender do you have?
We have a Vitamix.
Yeah. I would love to have a Vitamix.
Yep. We got it for our wedding. And she's going strong.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Because they're such good quality. They don't, like, make stuff like that anymore, I swear.
Yeah. Okay. Top three things you like to splurge on. So...
also Botox.
Okay, yeah.
Couldn't not about that. And then I would say workout clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have expensive workout clothes.
Yeah, and I just have a lot.
Yeah.
I just have a lot. I have a lot of all different types. But, and then just like anything coffee related. Going out to get coffee, buying something coffee for my house, buying a new cup, a mug, to-go cups, little stir straws, like anything.
Perfect. Okay, so if anyone needs gift ideas for Haley,
oh, yeah.
Anything coffee.
Yeah, coffee, tea, any of the above. Anything cute.
It is fun. Did you know I used to collect mugs?
No.
I actually have them all, but I need to get them. Yeah, I need to get rid of them because I do not need them. Oh, yeah, I should.
Yeah.
I'll let you go through them.
Yeah.
Before you leave.
All right. Top three smells that bring you instant joy.
Okay. I mean, this one was like kind of funny for me to think about. But like, honestly, if I'm just being honest, like no one think I'm like weird. Okay. But like literally like just like this, like the smell of David. Okay.
Oh, no, I like, love that. That's so nice.
Yeah. I mean, like what are they called? Pheromones. Like yeah, I'm just like, yeah, the way David smells. Okay.
Yeah, I love that.
But also don't think I'm creepy, but like, how my mom smells, okay, is like super just like, that's how my mom smells. Yeah. That's like super nostalgic for me. It's like comforting. Yeah. And then I put like anything like summer. So like cut grass or like sunscreen or just anything summery.
Yeah.
Like even the smell of like chlorine.
Yes.
Makes me happy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, makes sense. I love that.
Yeah. So
all summery things.
Yeah.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. Okay, and then this is our last question. So, top three things you think you cook or bake the best. Like, what do you make the best of?
This is more recent, but pretzel bites.
Really? Yeah. Sourdough?
No, they're just regular pretzel bites. But I do like cinnamon sugar ones and like regular salted ones. I know I need to make you some. Actually, three times I've made them, I've literally been like, okay, next time I make them, I need to make them for Chelsea.
The cinnamon I've been, like, sugar, them you to know,
people, like if they're sick or whatever,
and never to me.
Well, have you been sick?
Okay, but no,
so now.
Knock on wood.
No, but no, I actually literally have thought about you every single time because I'm like, yeah, next batch I need to make them for Chelsea because they're so yummy, and I know you would appreciate
absolutely, a pretzel
bite, you know. Okay, also I think I make the best green beans, and I don't think and asparagus, and I don't think anyone tops them. I've had everybody's.
And what do you do?
Sesame oil, sea salt, pepper.
You know, green beans are like, I love green beans.
Really?
Yeah, have so much. Have you
done them in sesame oil?
No.
They're so good. And then you have to like bake them at a higher temperature. Mm-hmm. So they're like crispy.
Okay.
Oof. Yeah.
I'm so into that.
So good. Okay. Well, I need to make you green beans and pretzel bites. Uh-huh. Check and check. And then sourdough brownies.
Oh, your sourdough brownies are just really good.
They're easy, but I mean, they're it's like just something that
they're
I
like
can just
fudge.
Though. Yes, they are. They're so good. And they're like, also yummy to bring to people.
Yeah.
They're like a brownie and everybody loves a brownie, but like also a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I have tried those. Those are very good.
So yeah, that's what I would say. Mm. Kind of random, but.
No.
Yeah. I am a random cooker. If you like, you ask anyone, it's like, I'm not like the best cook or the best baker, but it's like the things that I do make well, like they're super yummy, so that's like kind of how my mom is too. So
okay, well, I definitely need the pretzel bites. That sounds really good right now.
Yeah. Okay, I should just make them next time we record. Yeah. I mean, snack on them.
Yeah, you should
hear us smacking our lips the whole time.
Yeah, perfect. While we're doing our
so annoying
Disney Channel original movie episode.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah, we're doing that. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want, go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod. And you can go follow us on TikTok. We're at twoblondes1pod over there. And thank you guys so much for listening. And we will talk to you next Thursday. Bye.
Bye.